Here's Jesus is produced by Spiritus Publications by the Pollys. All rights reserved. This is Speaker Linda Polly. It's June 18, 2007, and here's Jesus, temporarily featuring God the Father. This first segment was originally released November 27, 2002. Here's an interesting question. Some time ago, Demetrius told me something that fascinated me, and I've always wondered if it was true. He said that one of the problems that caused the teaching of the rapture was that the prophets of old were looking to the afterlife and did not realize it was the afterlife. They thought they were seeing a vision of a fantastically beautiful world that God was going to make to replace the current corrupt one with all its evil, and that no matter how much those in the afterlife tried to tell them what they were actually seeing, they would not understand, and kept telling people that the corrupt world was going to be destroyed and be replaced by this beautiful one they had seen in their visions. Is this true? Could even men as great as these be so confused?
Demetrius is absolutely right, Alora. We call it the Paradise on Earth syndrome, and I would not call it confusion. I would call it desperation. You have to understand the terrible conditions that these people were living under, the horrible things they were seeing every day, the absolute evil that was around them night and day, and they longed and they dreamed of a time when God would make all these things better and all this evil would simply go away and the world would be made beautiful and pure. They just simply did not understand the nature of the material world. And then when they looked into the afterlife and saw all this beauty and all this perfection and the lions laying down with the lambs and the lambs cuddling up to the lions, they simply could not understand what this was and wanted it so bad to be the world that they lived in. It wasn't confusion, Alora. It was desperation.
Well, I guess I see what you're saying, Nazarene. Those were terrible, terrible times. Not that these times are much better. I think I would prefer the afterlife, too. Oftentimes, for a while at least, till the perfection started driving me crazy. Then I'd want another lifetime.
The perfection can be a burden, Alora. It makes you forget what the material world is really like.
We'll be back after the break.
Greetings. This is Speaker Gerald Polly. I invite you to read my free book, The Truth Is Here, if you really want to know what's going on with aliens. It may be found at
http://spiritus.tripod.com/books/truth/forward.htm. We're back. God, our listeners have another important question. If you are God, why haven't you healed Jesus and Mary Magdalene so they would have immediately recovered from the spiritual battle?
How to put this into words, Laura, that the living can understand? It isn't my job. I think basically that would be the major part of it right there. It isn't my job. The people in the material world that worship me and have my son as their steward are the ones that are supposed to supply him with the energy that he needs to do things. Now, if they aren't supplying him with the energy that he needs to do things, it is not my responsibility to do it for them. That is their responsibility. That is what they have to do. If they are so lazy that they can't get out and fight and stand up and say, no, we're not going to tolerate this stuff, and we won't give energy to Jesus because we want to let our daughters and sons be sodomized and let their souls be destroyed. We'd rather be popular, be friendly with our neighbors, than stand up and say, no, God does not allow this. So they've shut off the energy. I might have a little energy that would be able to help, but then I might so drain the world, I would kill everything on earth. I don't think it's my responsibility, Alora. I think it's the responsibility of the people that are supposed to be worshiping me, worshiping my son, though I don't actually like them worshiping him. It's supposed to be their responsibility.
Gee, I get it, God. People aren't giving you enough energy.
That's the problem with free will, Laura. We can't live without it, and we're dying with it.
We'll be back again.